When the Nazis came to power, they banned some of the most progressive music for being degenerate. They called it Entartete. Careers were cut short. Many musicians were exterminated in the Holocaust. London Records has just started a new series called Entartete Music. The first issue is Ernst Krenek's jazz opera, Johnny Spielt Auf. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
I must have die Geige wieder, sie muss sein auf diesem Wagen, denn das sein Polizei und das Mann, wo ich die Geige hinschmiss, sein gewiss eingesperrt.
The most popular opera of Weimar Germany was Ernst Krenek's Johnny Spielt Auf, which can be translated as something like Johnny Strikes Up or Johnny Plays On. It was both an innovative and a scandalous work. On stage, there was a car, a train, a radio, and a telephone. The plot had an interracial love affair, and the orchestra had a saxophone. The public went wild. By 1930, it had more than 70 productions, and the Nazis had a fit. Johnny Spielt Auf is actually a very peculiar work. It's both highly symbolic, like a late Ibsen play, but it's also the 1927 ancestor of those low-budget rock and roll movies, except here it's jazz that has to be defended from the squares. The title character, Johnny, is an amoral black jazz violinist. He steals an Amati violin from a famous but obnoxious virtuoso, which complicates an already complicated romance between a composer and a soprano. The composer is obviously Krenek's satirical portrait of his own earlier, more conservative self, a man who would rather escape to a glacier than face the real world. When he finally turns away from that symbolic glacier, he wins the love and respect of the soprano. At the end, they take the train to America. The very train that the angry violin virtuoso falls under, right on stage. But the real triumph belongs to the music of the future. The final tableau was one of the most famous images of its time, Johnny fiddling on top of a gigantic globe of the world. Unlike some less fortunate composers, Krenek migrated to America. He died here a couple of years ago at the age of 90. Johnny Spielt Auf survived the Nazis. It was even performed at the Met. But it doesn't survive its own dated material. The nose-thumbing use of jazz, minstrel show, and popular dance music is still delightful, but its more serious side, especially a 12-minute monologue sung by the composer alone on his glacier, is pretty tedious. Krennic's greatest importance may be his influence on Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera, which was produced in Berlin a year later. But Johnny Spielt Auf is a cultural landmark, and it's good to have a complete recording. The cast, conductor Lothar Zagrosek, and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra are all very good, especially Christer St. Hill as Johnny. There's also a single disc of excerpts reissued by Vanguard, with such familiar opera stars as Evelyn Lear as the soprano, Thomas Stewart as the violinist, and Lucia Popp as Johnny's girlfriend. The performance is, on the whole, livelier and more theatrical than on the complete recording, but it's missing some of Krennic's jazziest music.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and the author of the collection of poems Goodnight, Gracie. He reviewed Ernst Krennic's jazz opera, Johnny Spielt Auf, on the London label.